Today's Hit Music WABB 97 FM. My name is Craig Andrews in for Crash tonight. Hey, Gomer, what do you think about that?
Surprise!
Oh, yeah. All kinds of stuff going on tonight. Look for Lollapalooza tickets from Top 8 at 8. Also got your gay, straight, all request dedication hour coming up at 9. And the New Zoo kicks off at 10 o'clock. Plenty of reasons to stay close. Plenty of reasons to listen. So don't go far, all right? Music from the Tube. She's a Beauty from 1983 at 97 FM WABB.
He's witty, charming, and good-looking. But enough about Crash. It's Craig Andrews on WABB.
97 FM, WABB, Dish Wallet, Counting Blue Cars, and their CD, Pets Your Friends. Craig Andrews in for Buzz Beck this afternoon. Your chance to win $100 free cash and the $25,000 zip code game is coming up very soon. If you don't know the routine, here's how it goes. I give a zip code if it is yours. Give me the number 10 caller with that zip code. I'll give you $100 free cash. So keep listening. And we'll make you a winner to the correct caller on WABB 97 FM. 97 FM, WABB, Craig Andrews in for Buzz Beck. All requests, traffic jam, rolling you home. It's a long day of work. It's hump day. Hump day's over. You can see Friday. You look real hard. There it is. Friday. Quad City DJs, 97 FM. Ride that train. WABB.
Well, 4 years ago I moved here, and, you know, it's one of the first stations I've listened to. I wake up in the morning to it, go to school to it.
Your dad actually listened back in the days of the AM.
He did. He was telling me how he was listening in the 60s to the Beatles and all that back in the AM days.
Wow.
That's really cool. Me and my brother, we wake up every day listening to y'all on the way to school, listening to Screwy News and all that. We laugh. It gives us that joy we need to go to school and enjoy the day. And, you know, we're going to miss that.
Hi, it's your old buddy Pablo here on 97 FM WABB helping flashback for the final day. And one of the songs that I've always been most proud of, and it's just a little silly song, but my buddy Eric Erdman from the Ugly Stick came in, recorded this song in one take in the WABB production room. It was just a quickie little off thing. We had no idea that it would become kind of the song that defines them. It's the Ugly Stick and the D.I.P. song, 36605 Till I Die, on 97 FM WABB.
So when it has to where I'm from, I'll say D.I.P. 36605 Till I Die.
97 FM, the greatest hits. WABB. This is how we do.
Good morning, Gulf Coast. It's time for another fun-filled hour with Trey Matthews and Chris Smith, who remind you, never patronize a dentist who has teeth painted on his lips. It's the morning, guys, on WABB. 97 FM.
That is Uncle Henry that you hear. What should I call you? Should I call you?
Call me Chris.
Call you Chris?
I was part of Trey and Chris. When I was here, I was part of morning shows for about 8 years. Let me tell you a story about Bernie Dipman. While I worked here, I was on TV all the time. The most I ever made on a TV show was $50 a show. And I did it to promote the radio station, to try and get publicity for the radio show. And after I'd worked here for about 7 years, when I was leaving, Bernie turned to me right before I left. He says, you know, those TV shows you did, they never helped. They never helped.
Oh, wow.
So for what it's worth, ABB was always the big meal ticket.
And it was just left at that. It just stayed.
Well, no, we were good together up until the end.
Goodbye, Norma Jean.
I'm listening to you guys right now, and I am just so heartbroken, you guys. When I got home that day after going to school and hearing about it, I cried my eyes out. Mm-hmm. It was just that sad. I moved here last year during summer after my parents separated. I moved from California, believe it or not.
So California to Foley, Alabama.
Yeah, because she lived in Mobile, and she loved listening to you guys.
This is Casey Kasem on WABB 97 FM.
WABB 97 FM. We're wearing green underwear. Are you?
You.
Just stalling for time while the disc jockey takes care of business. WABB 97 FM.
two goofy white dudes. The Gulf Coast's most dangerous morning show.
Good morning, Mobile. This is the Reverend Pat Reimersdale of the First Church of the Holy Cow. It's a wonderful day to be alive, unless you're in public school. Our textbooks are still filled with filth and evolution. That's why I'm introducing this special offer on the radio. It's Brother Pat's Purified Dictionary. I've eliminated all dirty words, of course, but I've gone further. All words with dirty syllables will be edited. For example, titillating will become titillating. Asinine is now simply inine. And cock-a-doodle-doo will be edited to a doodle-doo. Feel how pure your tongue feels? Order Brother Pat Robertsdale's Purified Dictionary. That's Purified Shenary. Send $29.99 to me, Pat Robertsdale. And remember, it's blessed that you give, so I shall receive.
The two goofy white dudes. The Gulf Coast's most dangerous morning show.
Good morning, Gulf Coast. It's time for another fun-filled hour with Trey Matthews and Chris Smith. Remind you married women listening this morning, if you think your husband's cheating on you, have your boyfriend follow him home tonight. It's the Morning Guys on WABB 97 FM.
Two goofy white dudes. The Gulf Coast's most dangerous morning show.
Oh, I'm so excited, boss.
I know, Tatu, but please get off my leg.
Oh, I can't wait for the shrimp festival this weekend at Gulf Shores. I'm going to be the biggest shrimp there.
Oh, sorry to break this to you, my egotistical elf, but more famous shrimps will be there too. Danny DeVito, Michael J. Fox, Mike Dow.
Oh, Gulf Shores is going to have a celebration of all shrimp-sized things, including a replica of Dan Quayle's brain.
And the shrimpy garment worn by Cher. Look how thin it is between the legs, Tatu.
Oh.
This tag here says it's from the Hitler's mustache collection. A very thin trim indeed.
That's so she can show off her tattoo of tattoo, boss.
You've been living on Dolphin Fantasy Island too long, my hallucinating half-pint. It will be good for us to go to Gulf Shores as they celebrate all shrimpy things.
So I guess that means you'll be in the wet speedo contest at the Pink Pony with your root suit, eh, boss?
Listen, my dweebish dwarf, do you want me to wrap you up in rich Corinthian leather and drop you into the Gulf?
Only if it gets to be my turn next week, boss.
The two goofy white dudes. The Gulf Coast's most dangerous morning show.
The Gulf Coast's hottest hits are continually jamming on WABB-FM, Mobile, Pensacola. WABB 97 FM.
WABB got me grounded when I was 14, and my best friend and I were in my room. My dad was asleep, and we were playing on the phone with the DJ on the radio at 4 in the morning. Dad got up, listened to the radio and heard my voice and her voice on the radio and grounded the both of us because we were awake at 4 a.m. at 14.
And talking on the phone to a WABB DJ.
That was a whole lot older than we were.
Yeah, he should have, he probably would have been fired for that too. You grounded him, fired.
Hi, it's your old buddy Pablo on WABB one more time. Very proud to be here for the end of the era. Helping you flash back with some of the classics from my era. Rump Shaker.
WABB 97 FM.
A lot of the people that made this radio station very, very successful. And in studio with us right now, the man. Everybody calls you Hot Ron. Hot I know Ron you as Ron Anthony, but you're Hot Ron Anthony.
Yeah.
Welcome back, man.
Thanks,
I guess I say welcome back.
That's appropriate, yeah. That's
you
appropriate.
Were here at WABB in what years?
1984 to 93, I was here for about 9 or 10 years. I was doing middays.
That was that the Whitney Houston time?
Yeah, a lot of that was Whitney Houston. A lot of Whitney Houston then. I heard Gary talking about great contests. You know, the biggest contest that we had was how many times can you say WABB?
I remember that.
You remember that?
Oh, how long did you give them?
10 seconds.
10 seconds. That's it? That 10 seconds? Okay, because I've heard so many people, they're like, yeah, they did it for 97 seconds. They did it for 60 seconds. So we tried it. We were like, all right, let's try this. And we did it for 60 seconds. I was like, oh, my God. No. Losing count. There's too many here, man. I was like, there's no way they did this for a minute.
10 seconds. How many times can you say WABB?
How many? What was some of the records? Do you remember?
I have no idea. I can't remember. I can't remember. But we'd have several people on the air at the same time, and they would all compete against each other. And WBB.
He's
so funny, man. Well, I said it for 10 years, every day, middays from 10 until 3. Yeah, it was great.
That's literally one of the most talked about contests, I think, ever. And it's the most simple contest ever and one of the most talked about contests ever. Because everybody would show up, even when I first started here, which is not but 5-6 years ago, people would come up, they'd be like, I'll play the WABB game. You want to tell me? You want to see how many I can say? And I was like, what are you talking about?
Back then, contests on the air were just huge. We would draw crowds at remotes of 300 and 400 people.
Whoa!
To broadcasting live at a place 300 or 400.
Yes, sir. All the time, every time, and we'd throw 100 T-shirts at every remote. Easy.
Wow,
man!
Wow.
Yeah, contests were just huge. We'd do them at. Car parking lots, new openings of grocery stores. Dale Shamps at the time was a big store. All of the new car dealerships that opened up on I-65, we were there to do remotes for them, and hundreds of people would show up for those events.
Hey, my name is Terry. I'm from Mobile, Alabama. I've been listening to WABB basically my entire life. Back around 1985, only time I ever won anything off the radio, I won REO Speedwagon concert tickets. My friend, my boyfriend, her boyfriend all went over to the concert, listened to you guys all the way over to the concert, all the way back over to Mobile. That night when we got back from the REO Speedwagon concert, listened to you guys on the radio, and that is the night that my oldest daughter was conceived.
Good morning, WABB.
Bernard Dittman, please.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
Hello.
Is this Mr. Dittman?
Yes.
Mr. Dittman, this is Kyle Orton over here at Georgia Carpet Outlet. How are you?
Yeah, how are you?
Good, good. You guys were replacing the floor?
Yes.
Well, I've got your tile here.
Okay. As a matter of fact, my sales manager was headed out that way with a sample of it.
Oh, well, we've already got the
tile.
We've already got tile here for you.
Okay.
It's black and white.
Black and white? No, yeah, we don't use black and white. We use a gray.
Well, I thought we were told it was black and white, and I was calling to tell you that we were having a problem getting that tile. So what we've done is we've done the best we could, and we got kind of a purple and white.
Who is this?
My name is Kyle Orton at Georgia Carpet Outlet.
Okay, well, the sales manager is on his way out there. Who set this up with you originally? So. Why don't you talk with him when he gets there?
Well, you know, it's a special order, Mr. Dittman. We can't, I mean, we've already got it. We can't send it back. No, seriously.
You can't send what back?
The tile we've already got.
Well, you can't put black and white tile in there when we have gray tile all over the building.
Well, it's actually not black and white. We couldn't get the black and white tile that you ordered.
I didn't order black and white tile. We had, first of all, we didn't want the whole floor done. You know, we had some extra tile when we did the floor here.
Right.
And the guy that did it went ahead and decided he didn't like it and he wanted to do something else.
Like, yeah, well, I understand that. But what am I going to do with this tile that I've got here?
With your black and white tile?
It's actually like a plum color and white.
Yeah, who is this talking?
You know, we've never gotten you.
We love you, Bernie.
We knew this was our only chance.
You guys.
You have been cranked by Matt J. Jane, Jared.
Well, you shouldn't have done that, you know.
I know, payday's coming up.
I knew something was wrong when you were talking about that black and white towel.
It was Jane. It was Jane Cherish's idea. I didn't have anything to do with this.
Okay.
Happy Hanukkah.
Okay, same to you.
Bye. I just wanted to tell y'all, y'all were very motivating. Y'all kept us alive. I was in the Army for 8 years. I deployed in 07. And all of my troops, every time we went out on a mission, I was streaming WABB, listening to the music, keeping up with the today's music, and keeping up with the local events. Everything from coastal cleanup to city stages, Battle of the Bands, GMCA Bowl, just everything, Mardi Gras, everything that was going on. I miss you guys so much when I was deployed, and it kept us, our motivation, it kept us focused on we're coming home. We're coming home back to this area. We're coming back to the state. So thank you guys so much. We love you. The troops love you. We streamed you all the time. We're going to miss you. Love y'all.
Hey, I'm Julian Dittman, and my grandfather was Bernie Dittman. I wanted to say thank you to the Gulf Coast for everything you've done, all the stories you've called in with, and for your help celebrating Old Agreement. Please enjoy listening all day today as we work our way back to the 1970s. Thank you so much.
Let me take you down.
WABB, WABB, FM, Mobile.
A man that I've heard the name brought up I don't know how many times through previous DJs stopping by here. He's in studio right now. He's the man behind multiple radio stations here in town. The Zoo is a big-time local favorite. I know I've got a lot of friends that are completely obsessed, and it's the same way. I would put the Zoo and WABB basically in the same hands. I mean, because it's one of those, it's true local radio, and the Zoo.
The
I
last mean, two you know, locally guys, owned music it. Stations on the Gulf Coast.
Absolutely. His name is Tim Camp. He's in the studio, and you are a major player when it came to WABB coming here. Let me get this correct, because I've heard the story floating around so many times. 69 is when they actually moved into the location that we're in right now.
That's correct. We were on Government Street, just east of Common. Right next door at that time in 1969, there was a Burger King on that corner. We were in an office building right next to the Burger King. In fact, it was like there was a cash register company like Pitney Bowes or something. It was on the first floor, and the radio station was on the second floor of that building. So we were there. I mean, probably ABB had been there from the time Bernie had purchased the station in 1958. All the way up to 69, and I was doing overnights at the time, so we were going to move into our new studios during overnights. It just kind of made sense, you know,
right.
to do that. So I was at the Government Street studios and got a call from the chief engineer of the radio station who was at the transmitter site and said, okay, we're ready to do the switchover. So I put on a long song. I'm trying to remember which one it was. It was at that time, 1969. It had to be something like MacArthur Park or something like that. Some, you know, yeah. it was one of those songs that you normally use to go to the bathroom. Right. You know, so because like I said, we were playing 45 still at that time, and most of the songs that we played on the air, you know, Lovin' Spoonful was 2 minutes and 20 seconds long. I mean, you barely had time to pick your next record and get it queued up before that song was over. And so, at any rate, there were very few choices. But I put a long song on, started the record, jumped in my car, drove over here to this studio, came in, queued up the first record here in this very room, which back then the FM didn't exist. It was AM 1480. Queued right. up the very first record. And when that record ended, I waited about a second for them to pull the plug from Government Street and plug Spring Hill Avenue wow. in, and then started the next record. So,
wow.
And I played the first record ever from this location.
Would you remember, was it the Bob Dylan? Is that correct?
I think it was Bob Dylan.
Okay, because I've heard, actually that would be, because the Bob Dylan stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. That was actually apparently the first sign on for when the FM came on in 73.
Right.
So what was the first record back in 69? Come on, we're putting you to the test here.
Boy, I'm a lot older than you.
If you can't get this, Pablo gets a raise over at the zoo.
Oh, I'll make something up. I'll make something up.
It was the 60s. There's a reason you can't remember it.
Yeah, that's true. Man. It was 1969.
It's just neat. It's neat to hear the history like that. And there's so many stories, obviously. The Bernie impressions, as you guys say, they live on and on and on.
WABB FM 97, rolling through the Gulf Coast with a vengeance.
You're unbelievable.
WABB FM 97, banging out the hits and making your tweeters throb.
I just wanted to thank everybody for the memories over in Baldwin County. And I know you guys are going through a kind of awkward moment, and I just wanted to share that. But one of the things I did want to say to you, you Q-Tip, if you didn't mind, man, I'm not trying to make a sloppy story out of all this, but, you know, I just want to thank you for the dedication. A lot of people don't realize the things behind the scenes that you've done. For instance, one of the things that kind of was shocking, this is probably the first time in my life being here in 79 in Alabama, growing up with WAB and actually knowing some of the people that worked there and coming over to the station back in the early 90s, late 90s when they worked there. The other thing that you've done that really is dear to our company's heart is Toys for Tots. You guys getting up on Walmart and helping the Marine Corps out and raising, you know, toys for fortunate kids that need them during Christmas time. These are things that, you know, we're all talking about memories of, but these are things that are dear to my heart that we've helped out with that meant a lot to us, and I know they meant a lot to you, man, and I just want to thank you, and I want to let WAB know we thank them for the memories and opportunities that you've given us to help out with fortunate families that were in need of help. But at the same time, you know, wherever you go or whatever you guys do, keep that passion and that heart, and just remember that you're always family, no matter if you're in Mobile or living in Baldwin County. And I'm hoping that the people that are listening right now realize that, and I hate to put it this way, but, you know, the old cliche is what it is. WB is closing its doors, but it doesn't have to end. We can still do what we've always been doing, and we can do it and keep going with it. You're not just DJs, you're family. So, and Blondie, no crying.
Absolutely. I can't help it. Like,
here it comes.
You can help it.
WABP FM 97 on the Lunatic Fringe of Southern Radio. WABB FM 97, coming through your ears and taking over your brain.
A lot of the people that made this radio station very, very successful, and in studio with us right now, the man, everybody calls you Hot Ron. Hot I know Ron you as Ron Anthony, but you're ago. Hot Ron Anthony.
Yeah.
Welcome back, man.
Thanks,
I
man.
Guess I say welcome back.
That's appropriate, yeah.
So back to the how you got started.
So Tyrone says, why don't you talk to Bernie Dittman at WABB? I said, I don't know Bernie. He says, well, I do, and we play tennis every Sunday at Lions Park. So I met him over the line at Lions Park and met Bernie, and we played tennis. And he said, man, you really have a great voice. Have you ever thought about radio? I said, no, sir, I never have. He said, well, listen, I'd like you to meet my program director, Leslie Fram. And this was Thanksgiving of 1984.
Wow.
Lions Park always sponsored a tennis tournament called the Turkey Day Tournament, and Bernie played in it. And that was a Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Thursday afternoon, I met Leslie Fram. Friday night at midnight, I went on the air.
Wow.
So Steve Scott was the guy's name, by the way.
That was doing
overnight.
Nice
Steve Scott.
Nice.
Yeah, the overnight buffet, he used to call it. Steve Scott and the overnight buffet.
See, you went from meeting the owner of this radio station, Bernie Dittman, to two days later, on the air,
midnight to 6. And I actually played at that time the Casey Kasem Top 40 Countdown, which came in, by the way, on long play, LPs. All 4 hours were on albums.
Wow.
And I played the Casey Kasem Top 40 Countdown and did a couple of hours live from 4 to 6. And then at 6 o'clock, we did another countdown show.
WABB FM 97, a fire you can't put out.
WABB. I've been listening since I was 5, 6 years old. I was in high school, and these friends of mine that I hung around in high school, this one particular girl, her name was Lori, her older brother wanted to get into this contest WABB was doing, and they were giving away a Suzuki Samurai Jeep. and it was to the craziest stunt that someone could come up with. Well, this friend of mine's brother decided that he was going to hang upside down in a garbage can full of manure. And so it was full of manure and water mixed in. And he put on a diver's mask and a snorkel. And there was a song out at the time called Don't Mess With My Toot Toot that WABB was playing. It was the stupidest, craziest song. Well, a friend of mine decided that we should change the words to the song to Don't Mess With My Poo Poo. And we all stood in the back of a truck at this, at the Suzuki place, this WABB stunt, while he hung upside down in manure, and we sang Don't Mess With My Poo Poo, and he won the Suzuki Samurai Jeep.
Wow, that is awesome.
It was crazy. It was pretty wild, but he won. And y'all have just done so many stunts and crazy things, and the radio station's been around so long, and that's the only station I've ever listened to, so I'm really going to miss it. It's going to be dearly, dearly missed by all. My kids are listening to it now, you know, so y'all will have to let us know where all of y'all go, because I feel lost. WABB's not going to be around anymore. It's been the only station I've ever listened to.
FM 97, the Gulf Coast 100,000-watt blowtorch.
Hey, this is Michael Stewart. You knew me as Marathon Mike from 1984 to 1987, doing nights here on WABB that featured the 9 o'clock Rock War and Marathon Mike's Music Mail and much more. Plus, I was just plain old Michael Stewart doing afternoons from 1991 to 1995. You know, I'm proud to have been part of this radio station and have so many wonderful memories of the staff and, most importantly, you folks that have been listening for so many years. Thank you so much. WABB has been a blessing in my life.
I moved here in 1979 from New Orleans, and I grew up on 97. My first thing I won on the radio was Tickets in the Morning from Leslie and the Hound Dog way back in the day. They used to, back in the day, they would give out radio tickets to concerts, and before the concert, they would pick like a grand prize winner out of everybody who won, and I had actually won the grand prize to go see Do Not Laugh. Mm-hmm. Egyptian Lover and Reba Jackson.
Wow, I don't Egyptian know that lover. I even wow. know anything that they sing. I don't... Wow.
Yeah, I'm old.
No, that's all right.
But it's sad because it was like first Krispy Kreme on Government's Bond, now you guys. It's like, okay, it's time to move from over.
Did you just really put us in the same thing
category
as Krispy Kreme?
Krispy Kreme, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it, though.
That's my childhood.
Hey, Krispy Kreme, I was sad when the Krispy Kreme off Government Street closed here in Mobile. That I was sad for that.
Exactly, but it's sad. It's so sad. But I wish, I know y'all guys are going to have luck finding another job. That just... It just sucks. Sorry. Dedicated 97 listener. I remember when the rabbit was there.
The rabbit's still here. The rabbit has never gone away.
Yeah, years ago they used to have stickers. Oh, y'all, it's just sad. I'm sorry.
WABB, FM 97, a Gulf Coast radio legend.
Step by step. In studio with us right now, it's our honor to have you in studio, Barry Silverman, a.k.a. Gary Mitchell.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
You, talk to us. Tell us the history that you have with WABB.
Well, I came in 19... Am I on here?
You are.
Strange, strange.
Sounding good.
Sensations. Ah,
there you go.
That sounds a little better. I came to WABB in 1970. I had come from Philadelphia, and I came to be program director of the station. And we just had some great time. Now, this was just the AM station only.
Right.
This was before the FM station ever went on the air. 1973, we put the FM station on the air. It was February, I think, of 1973.
And you were the programming director during when it came on?
I was. Well, I was actually operations manager. I was program director of the AM and operations manager for the FM.
Wow.
And so we had our own, you know, two different entirely crews. But we simulcast the morning show at that time. And we had great times. I was listening to Little Joe on the air this morning with you guys and thinking the differences between the eras he did outrageous things that, you know, things changed along the way. We didn't do things like that. We right. were, I don't think you can consider us outrageous. We did some funny things. Back in the day that I was on the air, contests were very, very big and very creative kind of contests, different from what you have now. Mm. For instance, we had one contest called the Riddle of the Rare Bird.
The Riddle of the Rare Bird. How does this work?
We had a classic 1956 Red Thunderbird, which was a wonderful car,
uh-huh.
and we put some stuff in the trunk of the car, and then we gave clues, and you had to guess what was in the trunk. The first person to guess what was in the trunk, and this went on for several weeks,
oh, wow.
Won the car.
That's awesome. So, can you imagine how much you'd be thinking, what is in this car? What I got to have this car.
It was a different kind of era. You got it. You mysteries and things like this. Involvement was very big back in those days. So
I love hearing the different. When it comes to, just like you're saying, you know, Lil Joe, they were doing a lot of insane stunts, which in reality, you can't do that anymore because now it's all about liability.
Well, back in, we wouldn't have done some of that stuff. It would have been outrageous, and we would have probably gotten fined by the FCC if we tried some of that stuff because it was a little more sedate back then.
WABB FM Mobile, the number one hit music station.
Carrie Mitchell in studio with us, aka Barry Silverman. I don't know which one to go with. He was
people
Mitchell,
call
Mitchell
me. I answer to either.
I like it. Like it.
Yeah.
Any other stories you could think of? I mean, I could sit here and listen to them all day long. Personally, I really, truly could.
Just off the top of my head, of course, we were always at the fair every year. No matter what the weather, we were there with what we call the high striker, where you try to ring the bell, and you, I guess you guys have seen that.
Absolutely.
And that was a must every year for years and years. And
still have people asking about it every time we show up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, oh, sure. Yeah. It was a legend to be out there with the high striker. It certainly was. And we raised a lot of money for charity back then with the funds we got from the high striker. We were always proud of that.
Absolutely.
The concerts. I remember, Stevie Wonder was opening for the Stones. It was, and I was in Stevie Wonder's hotel room interviewing him.
Right here in town.
Yep. Downtown. And then that night he sang the WABB jingle on his, what do they call it? A Sonovox, you know, where the it's your voice is scrambled electronically.
Stevie Wonder did.
Yep, he certainly did.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't found that yet, but I'm going to search for that.
And of course, Elvis, going way back, Elvis Presley was here in town several times, and we were always, of course, like you are now, tied into the concerts, very, very heavily
absolutely.
Tied into the concerts. And
I absolutely love it. I mean, it's been a thrill to have you in studio with us.
Well, thank you. This is, I'm very sad for the reason that I'm here, but happy to be here and sending out on in a great way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
And I'm going to take a picture. Can we get a picture of your record before you leave?
Sure.
This is one of the coolest things, too. I mean, just to see the record with the old DJs from way back.
And see how it's warped.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now Nick said, "What's a warped record?"
I'm from the MP3 generation / tape generation, so I never actually got to work with vinyl.
Yeah. You know when I first started at ABB, we used 45 records most of the time, and what we did with a turntable, and we queued it up and got it ready to play, and then let it go, and then we went from that to cart machines where we put those. I've just seen. The change in technology, you might as well be talking about dinosaurs or something. I mean, that it's just phenomenal how technically everything has changed.
Mm. It's moving very, very fast.
Yeah,
too.
It is.
It's we can't keep up with it.
But despite the change in technology, what comes down to, though, we still entertain. You know, it's still a form of great entertainment. And We have a relationship between what we did back in the 70s and what you guys do now.
Yeah! This is Casey Kasem on WABB 97 FM.
Let's do it.
In studio with us right now, it's our honor to have you in studio, Barry Silverman, a.k.a. Gary Mitchell.
There was one era when hitting people with pies were very big. I don't know if you remember that, but people were getting hit with cream pies. It was just something, sort of a novelty thing happening all around the country. And so we had a contest to nominate the person you wanted to hit with a cream pie.
I love it.
And the morning show did that. And so I guess the most, I can't remember, I suppose the most nominations won. I don't remember the criteria we based the winner on. But it turned out that the commandant of the Coast Guard, or the commander of the Coast Guard base, was the guy that ended up that we were going to hit with the pie. And we got a strong message from the Coast Guard base. It would be good if you did not try, if
no
you did
way.
Not come out and hit the commandant in the face with a pie. They didn't take kindly to that. So we did a simulated pie hit on the guy instead of doing a real one. It was very dramatic, was on the air, and it was, but it was all just recorded.
Wow.
You know, it was not, that was one of the.
You had to, like, get a uniform
did.
And hit
wow.
the guy with the uniform.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we had a promotion called WABB's Gonna Make Me Rich.
Uh-huh.
And the way that worked was you had to answer your phone. We made random phone calls throughout the day. And if you answered your phone, WABB's Gonna Make Me Rich, then you won the jackpot, which was several thousand dollars. And we did that several times. But, you know, think of everybody around town answering their phone, WABB's Gonna Make Me Rich. It put the call letters right in the forefront, and it was a very successful contest. So
getting
we did
to,
stuff like that.
It's been wild getting to hear all the old-time radio because there was so much talent. In my opinion, there's so much talent. You guys will hear a lot of this tomorrow when we're playing a lot of it back. There was so much talent on the creative, I want to say almost like a theater side that that you don't see in the business anymore, in my opinion.
That is true. You know, they called radio the theater of the mind.
And
we used that back in those days a lot. We really did. But we had great content. We had a contest called The Whisperer. We had a celebrity that was probably not so well known, maybe had been big, but I can't remember who it was now. But they whispered, and once again, we gave clues as to who it was. You had to guess who it was for a big prize. We had a contest called the $6 Million Van, where you won a van and the interest on $6 million for a day. So it was interesting.
That's pretty cool.
And, let me see if I can play this for you. Your headphones, you got your headphones on. Let me see if I can play this for you and see. I think this is you from back in the day, I think, and you'll be able to tell me. I'm pretty sure. This is old. Older.
Like me.
WABB Atlanta Rhythm Section Imaginary Lover.
You may be
just
able to help me.
Away from making a cash call worth $1,480 to someone out there in a 452 exchange. So remember, when you pick up your phone, don't say hello. Say WABB is gonna make me rich.
Just what we were talking about, right? Now, that was not me. I think that might have been a guy named Roger Bailey, but I wouldn't swear to it.
This would have been, I think, in the time you were here, right?
Yeah, it was.
Right.
Same time frame.
Yes.
So let's hear this. Old time WABB.
House. I just made a $1,480 cash call from WABB to the residence of John McNeil, a 452 exchange here in Mobile. He picked up his telephone, said hello, the wrong answer. If he would have said WABB is going to make me rich, he would have scored himself $1,480 in cash. Remember, don't make the same mistake as Mr. McNeil. Always, always when you pick up that telephone, say WABB is going to make me rich for $1,480 in cash, because your turn is around the corner.
Thank you. How cool is that?
You know, it was fun. It was. We had a great. And I know you guys have fun too.
Radio still.
I'm telling you, WABB has been around for quite some time. I can remember when headphones first came out, and I used to get in trouble for, of course, listening to it too loud. I used to love y'all's bumper stickers when they first came out. They were like the bright yellow, black, and red bumper stickers. Of course, everybody had to have one when we was in school. You were like it if you had a WABB sticker.
Wait a second. I got to back you up. When did headphones first come out?
I don't know. I'm not going to tell you because then I'll
come
tell my
on.
Age.
How old are you?
I'm talking about them big headphones.
Oh, okay. So I'm like, man,
you,
have,
you could only go so far, you know, when you plug them into the radio.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's just been around forever. I remember when Cherish started doing the traffic report. I love that.
Right.
When she was, what is it? Was a helicopter report she used to do?
Something like that.
Yeah, I did a big thing when Kiss came to town. My brother, like, had a heart attack when that happened. He loved them. It was just great. You've been around forever, and it's been great. I'm even, my kids are even now listening to it. So it's just, it's really awesome. I hate to see that you're, you know, leaving.
That's crazy.
It's been around for a while.
That's awesome.
I'm sure you will hear a lot of stories.
Thank you so much. The thing that stood out to me from your call was talking about your brother being excited Kiss was coming to town.
Oh, my God. That was something else. I was raised with kids that wore the big stacks, the long hair, the hippie look, the Alice Cooper look. Oh, my Lord. I was raised with seven uncles.
Oh, my
and
Lord.
Believe you me, they put me through it, and WABB did, too.
W-A-B-B, W-A-B-B, A lot of the people that made this radio station very, very successful, and in studio with us right now, the man, everybody calls you Hot Ron.
Hot
I know
Ron,
you as Ron Anthony, but you're Hot Ron Anthony.
Yeah.
So wild to see, you know, these guys that have just this monstrous following of people, and it's just amazing. And if it truly, like I'm watching the phones ring right now, if it truly wasn't the passion behind all of you out there, this radio station wouldn't have been as successful as it is.
We loved it. We loved it. We lived here every day. And Bernie Dittman was the driving force behind the energy of the radio station, and we loved him. You know, we affectionately called him Barney Dickman.
Barney Dickman.
You guys don't remember that, probably.
I've heard old, win Barney's money and break Barney's bank and all the different contesting that's happened over the years. And I never, even to hear him on talking about his money and everything like that, it was always funny. It was always funny. I'd hear everybody laughing about it nonstop, and the stories that are still out there going around nonstop are just amazing.
Are just incredible. Just incredible. The stories are so long, and, I'll tell you one real quick.
All right.
Tell you really quick. He never wanted to see you doing nothing at all. And so his favorite phrase was, it's the tongue of the day.
Wait, it's the tone of the day?
It's the tongue. It's the tongue of the day. Meaning that let's get to work. Somebody do something. It's the tongue of the day.
I like the way you say that, too.
Well, everybody uses the old Bernie Dittman voice.
I was going to say, we got to remember that, Nick. Write that down.
Yeah.
Everybody that comes in must.
Don't whiny like that.
We got to make them all do an impersonation.
Oh, Bernie, okay.
Everybody.
Everyone
needs a Bernie impersonation. Okay.
Bernie impersonation.
Noting now.
What I was told, too, is you got to do one of them saying to turn off the lights. Make sure you turn off the lights. Apparently, he's big about turning off the lights.
Tim Camp, that's the guy who can do it. Tim Camp, we got to get him on the air. Yeah, TC. Tim Camp was the chief engineer for years here at WABB, along with Jeff Peacock. And those guys built this radio station, and it was great, man.
It's awesome. Great. Well, thank you so much for dropping in, and thank you for everything. People can find you still, Azalea City DJs. And
absolutely.
Check them out. We'll throw a big sock hop. We got to work on that.
Got to have a sock hop.
Oh, that's going to be a good time.
Sock hop be off the hook, yeah.
Got to have a sock hop. And by the way, when I was there on the air, it was WABB 97 FM.
You want to try it? You ready? I got Whitney Houston. You got 23 seconds. How will I know? All ready for you.
Yeah.
So, WABB 97 FM, Hot Ron Anthony, still broadcasting live. Good to be here in the studio with these guys. Hate to see that this has to go, but all good things must come to an end. You know the song better than I do. This is Whitney Houston on WABB 97 FM.
WABB.
Oh man, it's so crazy because, like, I'm 28 years old and I've been listening to you guys since I can remember. And all of the personalities throughout the years. And I mean, when I worked for Hooters and I used to do promotions with you guys, it was just, you guys do so much for the community. And I've seen you guys all the time. And you're not going to be able to see, you know, the van riding around town or, you know, be able, like, with a job to call you guys up and do a promotion. You can't do that with you guys anymore. But you guys are great, and I'm so glad that y'all have been here for as long as you have, and thank you so much for everything you've done for our community and for
years. We're not dying. We may end up somewhere else.
The radio station is dying.
Exactly. So stop telling. That's the only problem.
I know I'll see you, but I won't get to talk to you on the radio anymore.
That's true.
I'll have to come stalk you out in Mobile.